1.19 Part 2.
How should people choose which astrologer or which palm reader to see?
Well, I would recommend going to somebody who has been recommended to you. There are a lot of people out there who... a lot of people doing a genuine job, but will talk about things that no palmist really should talk about, like health matters, as I've spoken about, death, other illnesses, things that take away somebody's ability or right to choose. The reason that I got into palmistry was at the age of 17. I was told by a palmist that I would be married at 21 and then my partner would die, which scared the life out of me at the time, and I felt I had this this curse on my back. And so I thought I'd learn the subject and understand what on earth she was talking about, and I realised that what she was looking at was a very big possibility rather than a probability, and it never happened.
What kind of people come to see you?
A lot of people would expect bored housewives and people with nothing better to do or too much money, more money than sense, to come. But in fact, the truth is you tend to get all sorts of people from every type of walk of life. I've had sports people, politicians, people in the media, in every type of profession you can think of, male, female. It usually tends to be more women. You tend to get more men looking at palmistry because it's perhaps more physical and open, and they feel that some men tell me that they believe more in the hand rather than the horoscope, because the horoscope is something that women read in their magazines or newspapers.
Do you ever look at your own future?
Or rather than try to look at my own future or predict it, I try and have it. I try and experience it. And I don't think most astrologers or palmists actually do predict or try to predict what's going on in their lives. They just live it from day to day, as anyone else would. Mm. But they try to live it with some understanding and some knowledge, or at least some meaning of why we're here and what is happening at this time.